or one after dinner, is bourgeois. It is what the country squires do who are not connoisseurs in pleasure. This unmixed wine delights them just because there is no food to float in it, because it readily makes its way into their muscles. This boozing pleases them just because the stomach is empty. Do you not believe that men live contrary to nature, who exchange the fashion of their attire with women? Do not men live contrary to nature, who endeavor to look fresh and boyish at an age unsuitable for such an attempt? What could be more cruel or more wretched? Cannot time and man's estate ever carry such a person beyond an artificial boyhood? Do not men live contrary to nature, who crave roses in winter, or seek to raise a spring flower like the lily by means of hot water heaters and artificial changes of temperature? Do not men live contrary to nature, who grow fruit trees on the top of a wall, or raise waving forests upon the roofs and battlements of their houses, the roots starting at a point to which it would be outlandish for the treetops to reach? Do not men live contrary to nature, who lay the foundations of bathrooms in the sea, and do not imagine that they can enjoy their swim unless the heated pool is lashed as with the waves of a storm? When men have begun to desire all things in opposition to the ways of nature, they end by entirely abandoning the ways of nature. They cry, "It is daytime. Let us go to sleep. It is the time when men rest. Now for exercise. Now for our drive. Now for our lunch. Lo, the dawn approaches. It is dinner time. We should not do as mankind do. It is low and mean to live in the usual and conventional way. Let us abandon the ordinary sort of day. Let us have a morning that is a special feature of ours, peculiar to ourselves." Such men are, in my opinion, as good as dead. Are they not all but present at a funeral, and before their time, too, when they live amid torches and tapers? I remember that this sort of life was very fashionable at one time among such men as Achilleus Buta, a person of praetorian rank, who ran through a tremendous estate, and on confessing his bankruptcy to Tiberius, received the answer, "You have waked up too late." Julius Montanus was once reading a poem aloud. He was a middling good poet, noted for his friendship with Tiberius, as well as his fall from favor. He always used to fill his poems with a generous sprinkling of sunrises and sunsets. Hence, when a certain person was complaining that Montanus had read all day long, and declared that no man should attend any of his readings, Natta Pinarius remarked, "I couldn't make a fairer bargain than this. I am ready to listen to him from sunrise to sunset." Montanus was reading, and had reached the words, "Gins the bright morning to spread forth his flames clear burning, the red dawn scatters its light, and the sad-eyed swallow returns to her nestlings, bringing the chatterer's food, and with sweet bill sharing and serving. Then Varus, a Roman knight, the hanger-on of Marcus Vinicius, and a sponger at elegant dinners, which he earned by his degenerate wit, shouted, "Bedtime for Buta!" And later, when Montanus declaimed, "Lo, now the shepherds have folded their flocks, and the slow-moving darkness begins to spread silence o'er lands that are drowsily lulled into slumber." The same Varus remarked, "What? Night already? I'll go and pay my morning call on Buta." You see, nothing was more notorious than Buta's upside-down manner of life. But this life, as I said, was fashionable at one time, and the reason why some men live thus is not because they think that night in itself offers any greater attractions, but because that which is normal gives them no particular pleasure, light being a bitter enemy of the evil conscience. And when one craves or scorns all things in proportion as they have cost one much or little, illumination for which one does not pay is an object of contempt. Moreover, the luxurious person wishes to be an object of gossip his whole life. If people are silent about him, he thinks that he is wasting his time. Hence he is uncomfortable whenever any of his actions escape notoriety. Many men eat up their property, and many men keep mistresses. If you would win a reputation among such persons, you must make your program not only one of luxury, but one of notoriety. For in such a busy community, wickedness does not discover the order.